was explaining about the sannyas pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And prior to explanation or description of the sannyas pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have put some light about the essence of this whole sannyas business in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. Why at all this happens? It just happened like that? What is the reason behind this? What is the normal reason could be? And what is the deeper reason of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas? Whether the sannyas is the integral part of Param Brahma Swarup? I have touched all these different points. How many of you were there in my last class in temple I gave on Ekadasi Tithi? Very few. Many have left and new devotees have joined. Okay. If I describe all those things, then I can't enter into describing the pastimes, sannyas pastimes. I'm describing the sannyas pastime because this year we are celebrating 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. But a little bit of hints I will give that Mahaprabhu took sannyas. As our common understanding is that Mahaprabhu took sannyas to deliver the people in general, because there are many people that took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to whom Mahaprabhu gave prema bhakti. But there are some people, they are not coming to take shelter of Mahaprabhu, the Pasandis and all intellectuals, the Nindavis, the blasphemers. They are running away from Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu worried that I came to deliver everybody. But how these people will be delivered? They are not understanding me, they are not surrendering to me. What to speak of surrendering to Mahaprabhu? The blaspheming Mahaprabhu. They are planning to beat Mahaprabhu. As that guy explained, one day Mahaprabhu, he chanting Vrindavan, Gopi, Gopi, Ekadina Gopi Bhave Jagata Ishwar, Vrindavana Gopi Gopi Bale Nirantar. One day Mahaprabhu, Jagat Ishwar, in mood of Gopi, he chanting the Gopi, Gopi, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. But these people, they don't understand. This man, some Paduva, some intellectual man came and saw Mahaprabhu chanting Gopi Gopi. Oh Nimai, what are you doing? Shastra says chant Krishna Nam. Then it will be great punya karma for you. Why are you chanting Gopi Gopi? So Mahaprabhu, he was in different mood. When he was insisting to Mahaprabhu to chant Krishna Nam, Mahaprabhu said, oh, that Krishna is a darshan. He said, thick. Prabhu bala darshu krishna kon jan bhaje? Who is going to worship that krishna? He is a kritagna, ungrateful personality. Without any fault he killed the bali. Also he caught the nose of a lady, Supanakha. He is such a duplicitous personality. Sarvas laya bali pathaya patale. Without any fault he plundered everything from Bali Maharaj and sent him to hell, to Patala Lok. Who is going to worship that Krishna? This person doesn't understand the mood of Mahaprabhu, so he is still insisting, and Mahaprabhu was so angry, he picked up a big stick, lathi, and he chased this man to beat him. You are telling me to worship Krishna? Who will worship this nasty fellow? Mood is like that. But sometimes the Ragani would develop mood like that towards Krishna also. This is special anger. What this ordinary fellow can understand? Lord's activities are so bewildering. Mujjanti, Jatasaraya, get demigods and rishis, they can't understand. So in this way, we understand how these people, they don't understand. But if Mahaprabhu's mood, the planning, so he went, he ran to his friends and said, oh, the same, how Nimbai is reacting. I told him that he should chant Harinam, Krishna Nam, he is chanting Gopinam, and he came to beat me. Then all the Ninduka, Purva, Pasandi, they got together. Oh, really? What kind of person he is? You are chanting Krishna Nam, who is Shastra says, this Gopi Gopi, what new thing is starting? He is Jagannath Mishra Sam, we are not ordinary. We are also special. We are starting together in the tour. Now he become big Gosai. Okay, if he will next time come to beat us, we will also beat him. They are planning like this. Mahaprabhu realized, Antarjani Bhagavan, these people are thinking like this, then what will happen to them? How they will be delivered? They are staying away, going away from Prem. They will be deprived of receiving Prem. And what is people receiving Prem? Mahaprabhu telling to Nityananda Prabhu that I came here to give some medicine. Kalila pipala khanda kapha nivarite ultiya ara kapha barila dehate. Pipala khanda, what kind of Ayurvedic medicine? If you take, you will become free from cold. You will cure a cold disease. So Mahaprabhu comparing, I came to make them free from bhavaraka. Kalila pipala khanda kapha nivarite. I took pipala khanda to remove my cold. Ultiya ara kapha badula dehate. What to speak of reducing my cold, kapha is increasing. That means Mahaprabhu is saying that I came to deliver these people, Nityananda. But Mahaprabhu is speaking of delivering these people. Tāna nahilāmi ayu saṅghārite. I think I have not come to deliver them. I have come to saṅghār, to destroy them. Āmādekhi kotha pāiveka bandhanās. How to speak of by seeing me, getting my darshan, they will be free from material bondage. Ekakuna bandhachala haila koti paas. They are bound in one material bandhan, bondage. Now koti to millions of bondage they will get. So Mahaprabhu became very worried. What will happen? I have come here to deliver or to destroy the humanity. So Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda, tomorrow, I'll take sannyas. Just see, dekha kali sikha sutra sab mudaiya bhikkha peri bedaya mo sannyas kari. I'll shave my head, I'll dress like sannyasi, and I'll go house to house to beg. Those people, they're offending me. They're planning to beat me. Jede jane chahi ache, more mari bare, bhikkhuk hai mo kali tahara dwari. I stand in front of that door tomorrow to begging Mahapath, beg from their house, to see. Mahaprabhu is so expert to conquer the heart of the people. This is Mahaprabhu's magnanimity. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar Vichar Karile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. No other incarnation, no other Bhagavad Swarup has gone that extent to deliver the living entities. Krishna form, Rama form, all other forms, Lord has come, has killed to deliver somebody. And Mahaprabhu says, Papita bhi jata chilo harinama uddhar la taasa ki jagai madhai rahi deliver the most miscreants like jagai madhai. He delivered the animals of Jharkhand forest. And they forget about that. Even if people like that planning to beat him. He is planning how to deliver them. Now I will give up everything. I will take sannyas. I will stand in front of that door. His begging part, to beg alms from them. This is the way Mahaprabhu is thinking. Well, Mahaprabhu's mercy is very interesting. As you know, in material world, 1 minus 1 equal to 0. But in spiritual world, Vaikuntha planet is different. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasa Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate. In Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 equal to 1. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu case is more different. How is that? 1 minus 1 equal to 2. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It surpasses 1 minus 1 equal to 2. So how that happens here? Sindhishwar Acharya is explaining, if you have one bucket of water, you take one lot of water in this material world, the one lot of water will be reduced in the bucket. In Vaikuntha, you take one bucket of water, you take one lot of water out, it will remain the same. In the Mahaprabhu's case, you have one bucket of water, you take one lot of water out of it, it will double. But two, that means it will overflow. So Mahaprabhu is overflowing. He brought that Golokar Pramadhan Harinam Sankirtan from Golok Vrindavan, Golokar Pramadhan Katya Avadha Kauna Sindhu Katya Muhana Ghare Ghare Bullet Prema Amyarabhan. That Avadha. Katya Avadha Kauna Sindhu. That version of mercy which was stuck in Golok Vrindavan, Katya Muhani cut a channel and brought that here. And he brought that prem, and people they are interested, they come to river and they take a bath. And there are some lazy fellows. They don't take the trouble of going to river. Then what happens? When the river floods, then water comes. So people have to take bath there. When there's a flood in Mayapur, so water not only comes to our park, it goes inside our temple also. So devotees have to go this much water. You got Amar taking bath in Ganga. So Mahaprabhu is so merciful. What to speak of distributive mercy at the far distance. Even if Mayapur, Chandrakar Mandir, some lazy fellow that there, I am one of them, I hardly go to take bath in Ganga. So this water comes inside. When I go to Europe, America to preach, I tell all our Indian congregation, just see the Mahaprabhu's mercy. You Indians, you took birth in India, you did not understand, and you came to America to make money. The Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He is running behind you also. Hey, where are you going? Take this train. Catching your hair by force, giving you. This is not my ability. So the point here, the Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He sacrificed that he has done. Such a great sacrifice that Mahaprabhu has to go through. Just imagine, he has a family, father has left body, elder brother has taken sannyasi, in his house 16 years old wife, widow mother. Can you imagine what kind of hard-hearted, stone-hearted one has to be? What kind of strong determination one has to be? What kind of compassion one has to develop within his heart so that he will not feel to renounce his family in such a precarious situation and take sannyas? This magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How strong renunciation, how strong tyag, sacrifice he has, that he gave up everything. And what to speak of Mahaprabhu's renunciation? And how much tyag Satchimata has done? Just imagine. He will take sannyas. Mahaprabhu told one Nityananda Prabhu that you tell only 5 personalities. Tonight I am going to take sannyas. First he told Nityananda Prabhu, I have decided I will take sannyas. So whole Navadvip they came to know, oh, Nima is planning to take sannyas. But at one point he said, tonight, final night, I'll take sannyas. But Navadvipasi knows Nima will take sannyas, but they are having happy time, Nam Sankirtan, Katha, or someday maybe he will take sannyas. But they don't know that very particular night was a Kala Ratra, most difficult night of their life, that Nima will take sannyas. Nobody knows. Nityananda who told, only 5 people will tell about this. My mother, and Gadadhar, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, Brahmananda, Bharati. Mother Sati, she knows. Nima will take sannyas. And when Nima will take sannyas that night, whole night Mother Sati has not gone to sleep. Which mother can sleep? So Nima leaving the house, Mother Sati is sitting at the doorstep. tears were rolling from her eyes, stunned like a pillar. That was in her life. She can't speak anything. And Mahaprabhu was very attached to his mother, just like any other child. So we had to leave house. That night Mahaprabhu was sleeping with Gadadhar and Haridas. Mahaprabhu was sleeping in the middle, both had Gadadhar and Haridas. So at one point Mahaprabhu woke up to leave the house. Gadadhar said, Nimai, I must go with you. I am a childhood friend. No, I will go alone. I will not take anybody with me. Vishnupriya does not know this. So at the doorstep, Satyamata is sitting there. Tears flowing from her eyes. She can't speak anything. And Mahaprabhu went and touched her lotus feet. And he's saying, showing his gratefulness, oh, you have done so much for me. You have taken care of my life, my education. What you have done for me, I have not anything in return to me. So different Mahaprabhu speaking, but Satyamata not replying a single word, simply shedding the tears. And Mahaprabhu left. Mahaprabhu left. But after a few days, as you know, after taking sannyas, Nityananda Guru tricked him and he came back to Shantipur. Nityananda Guru told Advaita Acharya, now I am bringing back Mahaprabhu to Shantipur to tell all Navadvip Vasis that they should come to see Mahaprabhu. So thousands of Navadvip Vasis went and Satyamata also went. You know what Mahaprabhu said to Satyamata? Sri Anath Maharaj was telling in one program. Mahaprabhu told Satyamata, oh, my dear mother, now I realize I have committed great mistake by taking sannyas, by leaving you all behind. I have committed great mistake. So now I am thinking I will go back to my house. Can you imagine? So by taking sannyas, self-dead, saffron cloth, then he is again thinking of going back to house. And Mahaprabhu told, I will go back to my house now. Just see, Mother Sati's heart is so hard, so tolerant, so tyaga, so much sacrifice she had. And she said, no, you don't go back to your house. Of course, if you come back to house, I will become very happy. The greatest thing I can expect that I will become very happy. But if you go back to house after taking sannyas, so it will blaspheme you, blame you, big kalanka. So how can I tolerate that? But it remains as sannyas. The core of Mother Sati's heart, she is thinking that Nimai will take sannyas and deliver the whole universe. Just imagine. One Maharaj was giving a lecture in Jagannath Puri, he was telling, oh, Nimai is very much glorified. Whole world knows Nimai for his sacrifice, how great personality he is. And if you compare to the sufferings in separation of Satyamata that she went through, there is nothing that the Nimai has gone through. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left house, but he was always in blissful mood with so many devotees, chanting, dancing, Krishna Katha. But all he left alone, Mother Sati. The Sati Mata was so tolerant. She gave permission. Which mother can give permission? One should join ISKCON, father, mother, everybody come. No, no, you come back to your house, you can come back. Is that one single mother? You don't know, you stay, take sannyas. But Mother Sati's sacrifice. That Maharaj took the sea. Who remembers Mother Sati's sacrifice? Everybody glorify Mahaprabhu. But behind that sannyas, the sacrifice of Navadvip Vasis, inhabitants of Navadvip, what they have sacrificed. Vrindavan Das Thakur explaining what the inhabitants of Navadvip went through. What a suffering. What a separation. How they are spending their days and nights in separation from Gauranga, who was the life and soul. For them, they did not know any sufferings in their life because of presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu left them. And the sacrifice of Navadvip Vasis, sacrifice of Sati Mata. Just imagine the sacrifice of Vishnupriya. What sacrifice she has done. Mahaprabhu left when she was 16 years old. Small girl, you know, 16 years old girl. Just married. And what kind of husband she has? Some ordinary husband. Not behaving nicely, ready for divorce, okay, you don't feel so much pain. After getting a husband like Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so beautiful, so nice, well behaved, that increased the amount of sufferings in separation, you know. You bad husband, okay, you don't feel so much separation. The separation amount increases. And Vishnupriya, he has to go through that. 16 years old girl, Hari Mahaprabhu left. Vishnupriya also encouraged, yes. Her heart was breaking, but she encouraged, yes. If you want, if that is your desire, I am not here for my pleasure, you stay by my side, I will enjoy. I am here for your pleasure. And your pleasure is to deliver the all humanity, all the living entities. So how Vishnupriya, she developed a mood to abide all these things. Okay, she completely forgot her sufferings, how hard-hearted, how stone-hearted, how tolerant, what kind of sacrifice she was prepared to do. She didn't realize. Even if she was feeling very pain, she was prepared to go through that pain, even in separation from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu left. 48 years old Mahaprabhu closed his pastime, went back. And these 24 years, Mahaprabhu was in a very blissful mood, though in the separation he was always going through suffering. But Mahaprabhu's suffering was blissful suffering. Suffering in the separation of Krishna, the mood of Radharani that he was going through. But what was happening to Vishnupriya? She was left alone here. Not many, many devotees are there, chanting, dancing, big festival going on, or easy to forget. No. She is left behind, alone here. Hardly sometimes Mahaprabhu sent a little message. That was the life and soul of Mother Sachi. She will get a little message, somebody coming from Puri, how my Nimai is there. Sometimes Nimai would come. Chaitanya would told Sachi Mata. You don't be worried, I may take sannyas. But your material spiritual care I will take. You don't be worried. Actually, Mahaprabhu was doing that. Mahaprabhu used to come time to time to meet Sachi Mata. When Sachi Mata would cook something, Mahaprabhu would come and eat. And one day Mahaprabhu told in the Puri, tell my mother, last time she was feeding, it's very nice, tasty food. But Sati Mata, she would see Mahaprabhu, but she knows Nimai has left, gone to Puri. So she would think that I am dreaming. Just like gopis, they would think that Krishna was playing with gopis. But they think Krishna has left Mathura, then it was a dream. So Sati Mata would think like that. Oh, dream, maybe something like Spurti. But Mahaprabhu was there. But still, they were recognizing Mahaprabhu was there. So Vishnupriya has to tolerate. She was in this planet, manifested pastimes, 96 years old. She left the planet. Just imagine, 16 years old, Mahaprabhu left, and 80 years, not 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, we just tolerated that. Long period, 80 years, staying in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, what a life it is. But this is a Mahaprabhu and his associate sacrifice. And that Maharaja is telling, who recognized the sacrifice of Vishnupriya Devi? And what she has done for delivering the whole universe. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that he took sannyas, that night he went, he crossed the Ganga, there is a place called Nidaya. Nidaya means that the name is given Nidaya, no daya, no mercy, merciless place. Because through that ghat Mahaprabhu went to Katwa, since then people say Nidaya, this ghat has no daya, no mercy. through this place Mahaprabhu left. Then Mahaprabhu went to Kantaka Nagar, Katwa. So Jigasakar, open ready over there? 5 minutes? Are you ready? Okay, tell me when you are ready. So only 5-10 minutes, will you be ready to broadcast that lecture of His Holiness Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj? I hope everything mechanically will be okay, technically. So, what else to leave? Put us along? So Mahaprabhu, he crossed, then he went to Katwa. But before I get into that, I want to tell you one thing. How Mahaprabhu taking sannyas is not accidental. How Mahaprabhu taking sannyas is not just some external. Just happened because Mahaprabhu saw, oh, they are thinking like this about me. Okay, I will take tomorrow sannyas. No. It is their integral part of Mahaprabhu's life. And our acharyas, they are explaining in Mahaprabhu's lifestyle. After that I had quoted how when Radharani was in Vrindavan, when Krishna left Mathura, Radharani said, Ami yogini haiya bahir haiva sarvatra amar pranabala Krishna ke khojiya bedam. I will become yogini. Yogini means I will take sannyas. Yogini. And I will search for my pranabala, the forest to forest, from country to country. That desire she had manifested. When Mahaprabhu, she came in the form of Mahaprabhu, that time that took place, the real sannyas she took. For that mood of Srimati Radharani to search for Krishna, in the form of Mahaprabhu is telling, kaha jabo, kaha pabo, murali badan, where should I go, where can I find that murali badan, kaha karo, kaha jang, kaha gale Krishna pab, what should I do, where should I go? So these symptoms was there in Mahaprabhu, which had manifested before the Hitler sannyas. Now after is they're quoting, just like when Vishwarup took sannyas, the mother Sachi, she was very worried that Vishwarup took sannyas and Mahaprabhu, he's pacifying mother Sachi. And what he is saying, Bhalo haila Vishwarup sannyas karila, pitrukula matrukula dui uddharila. My dear mother, there's nothing to be worried. Vishwarup has taken sannyas very good. Pitrukula matrukula. That they believe in somebody's family, somebody takes sannyas. The both the family, your mother's family and father's side family, they all get delivered. So from this statement we can see that Mahaprabhu Nimai, from the beginning he is supporting. The tendency is there that to take sannyas. Another instance also, after Vishwarup takes sannyas, one day, Gauranga Mahaprabhu chewing some betel nut, tambul. So chewing tambul, all of a sudden he fainted. People got worried for a long period, he fainted. No external consciousness. So when he came back to the external consciousness, then he said, he told to everybody, he told to Mother Sachi, what happened to me, you know? My elder brother Vishwarup came. Vishwarup told me, oh Nimai, you should take sannyas. Come with me, take sannyas. And Mother Sachi, see, anything she would like to listen except this word sannyasi. Sannyasi is very allergic. She doesn't like the word, hear sannyasi. And this Nimai telling, my elder brother came. And he told me, you please come and with me take sannyas. But he realized what Mother Sachi will feel to hear this. Then Nimai said, but I told my brother, no, I am a small boy, what I understand sannyas? I don't need to take sannyas, I just serve my father, mother, by this I will get perfection of my life. Mahaprabhu, that time little bit, he hide. Yeah, he was fully exposing. But here also we see, when Mahaprabhu has lost his external consciousness, how he is giving indication? And he is also going to follow in the footsteps of his brother. And also, when Mahaprabhu went to Purva Banga, Bangladesh, now Bangladesh, there he met Tapan Mishra. And Tapan Mishra said, "I will go with you to Navadvip, I will stay on the bank of Ganga." So all Mahaprabhu's associates, they appeared, most of them in Bangladesh, or all different areas. But in the pretext of staying on the bank of Ganga, they all gathered here, where Mahaprabhu's pastime will manifest here. So Tapan Mishra said, "I will go with you to Navadvip." Mahaprabhu said, "No, you go to Banaras." So why Mahaprabhu said, "You go to Banaras"? So Mahaprabhu knows after taking sannyas, he will go to Banaras on the way when he go to Vrindavan. So all these things is there in his swarup. It's not external happening like that. Once also, Mahaprabhu, he used to do whole night kirtan in Sirvasangam. So only intimate associates, they would get a chance to get inside. And outsiders, they would not be allowed. So one Brahman has come to see the Mahaprabhu's dance and chanting and dancing. And he was not allowed inside. And became very angry. The Brahman was very angry. And one day, Mahaprabhu was going to take bath in Ganga. And the Brahman saw. Brahman, after taking bath, is coming and Mahaprabhu going. And he saw this in his mind, "Oh, you are doing this kirtan, you are not allowing me to go inside. I'm so dukkhi. I'm so unhappy." I just came from Bangla class, giving 1 hour class there. "I'm so unhappy. I'm so angry." He took the Brahman thread, you know. He called like this. He broke his Brahman thread, so angry, born like Durvasa Rishi. "I'm breaking my Brahman thread and I curse you. You never get the pleasure of your family life." Yes. He cursed him. Babu was very happy. "Oh, such a nice blessings for me. Such blessings for me." Then Narada Muni was cursed by Daksha. "He was very nice. The Brahman is very angry. I curse you. You never get a pleasure family life." This is another indication. Mahaprabhu accepted, "Yes, give me that curse. I want that curse. I'll take sannyas and go." So all these things are there in Mahaprabhu's throughout his life. Especially when that Srivas house, actually Mahaprabhu, long before this incident took place, when this Padua, these friends came and told, "Oh, we should beat Nimai," all before this criticism also, when Mahaprabhu was doing Sankirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur, every day, and one day, as you know this pastime, one day Mahaprabhu all of a sudden, Mahaprabhu doing Sankirtan, Srivas' eldest son died. The eldest son died. Then Srivas went inside, all the ladies crying. And Srivas became very worried. "If you all cry like this, then this will hamper the Kirtan of Mahaprabhu. And this will be an obstacle in Mahaprabhu's enjoyment, enjoying the kirtan. So please stop crying." But ladies, they can't stop crying. The eldest son died. Then Srivas said, you like to cry? Okay, I will go and jump into Ganga also. So that you cry for me and for your son also." So all ladies, they stopped crying. Then Srivas, "If you want to cry at all, you wait until Mahaprabhu stops chanting and dancing. Then you cry whole day, I have no problem." "Then you are crying because your son died. And such a nice, the Brahmanda Ishwar is chanting and dancing in my house. I would like to die 1,000 times like this. And you are crying for this." His mood is different. So he stopped. In the meantime, the words are spread, you know. The person saw all the devotees are talking, "Oh, Srivas' eldest son died," but nobody telling to stop Mahaprabhu's kirtan. So after 2-3 praha, Mahaprabhu realized something wrong going on here. What, anything has happened? Then Mahaprabhu said, then devotee said, "Yes, Mahaprabhu, Srivas' eldest son died." "Oh, really? When did he die?" Then Mahaprabhu said, "That 2-3 praha before, Then why nobody told me, like, he died? They say, we didn't tell you because Srivas Thakur did not want to be obstructed, obstacle. We are enjoying chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so we did not want to make obstruction on that. Then Mahaprabhu told, okay, who is that boy? Bring him. And they brought Srivas' eldest son, his dead son. Mahaprabhu told, oh son, get up, get up. Anybody dead son? Become alive. Sit down. Mahaprabhu asking, where have you gone? Your mother, mother crying. Why you left untimely like this? Then father, mother? Which number father, mother are they? Because he has another father and mother. Then he gave one philosophical explanation. How by your desire I came, how I left, and he was listening. And after completing by your desire also I am living. So left body. So after this thing, see, then Mahaprabhu realized, then all discussing, Mahaprabhu discussing with all the devotees, that how Srivas did not realize his eldest son died, does not want to interrupt Mahaprabhu's pleasure. And that time Mahaprabhu told, oh, he's telling very, not loudly, softly, this words came out from his mouth. Alas, how can I leave such dear people? They are so dear. The people, they don't realize the pain and suffering of their son dying. They are so dear to me. How can I leave them? So all the devotees, they could hear. The Mahaprabhu saying, how can I leave them? From there they could imagine. The Nima is going to take sannyas. And they started to all lament and cry, why Nima is talking like this? That how can I live all these people? The point is like this. So there is different indication that how Mahaprabhu was planning in different way that he will take sannyas. And Mahaprabhu is telling every different people. Then Mother Sachi, when Mahaprabhu told Mother Sachi, the Mother Sachi said, no, no, Nimai, why you leave house? You stay here. Your Advaita Acharya is there, Gadadhar is there, you do chanting and dancing with them. Your brother Nitai also here. Just like when we give up, we leave our house, our parents sometimes they say, no, no, you don't join ISKCON, I will build a nice temple here, you chant and dance here, whatever you do, like you do. So my Mother Sachi also crying. He pacified Nimai, go, no, no, don't go. Stay in my house. And the same mood also, motherly affectionate. She is telling like that. And of course, Mahaprabhu said, one day Mahaprabhu revealed to Mother Sachi that you don't be worried, don't be worried my dear mother. How can I leave you? You are my mother, not in this life. Life after life you are my mother. Then he gave the whole explanation how she was Aditi and Lord appeared as Vamanadev, Prishni, Garbha, then Prishni, then you were Devaki, and then I appeared as Krishna, and always I will be there. And that time Mahaprabhu told, I will appear again from you also. Two more times I will appear from you. In Bengal, all these false gods, they quote Mahaprabhu. This Dasi Mahaprabhu has told to his mother that I have come here, not again, two times I will come. So they come, I am one of them too. Sometimes I think in Bengal, they have dozens of Bhagavan. So they all claim, out of those two, I am one of them. I don't know who is that one. But actually when Mahaprabhu told, in this verse that Bhagavad explains, that Mahaprabhu told, I will appear in two other forms, that is Archa Vigraha and Holy Name. And you will be my mother. You will be my mother like tongue. In the form of tongue, you will be my mother. And I will appear from the tongue of everybody. You are the mother. And I will appear as Holy Name. And I will appear as Archa Vigraha from the earth. You will appear like earth. And I will appear from you as Archa Vigraha. But these stupid fellows don't cheat people. They just quote the first one line when Mahaprabhu said that I will appear again in two different forms. That much they say. And out of those two, I am one. But nobody tells these people, they don't tell to the people in general And Mahaprabhu told, I'll appear as holy name on Artha Vigraha. They don't tell these things. And whole Bengal is cheated like this. Not whole Bengal, whole India is cheated like this. So then Mahaprabhu pacified. Okay, Swati Mata was pacified, Aja is explaining. And we reached the Mahaprabhu reached the Katwa. And there Keshav Bharati. This is Mayavadi Sannyasi. As many people they interpret. Our Nimai also, Chaitanya was a Mayavadi Sannyasi. He took sannyas from Keshav Bharati. Actually it was not Mayavadi Sannyasi. Mayavadi people that took sannyas Sankarpanti. Their mantra sannyas mantra so na tattvamasi. This is Mahavakya, Veda Mahavakya. Tattvamasi, so aham. So aham means I am that, because their goal of their life to become one with God, to merge with God, become God, one with God. Their philosophy is we are all God. Because of Maya we have become Jeev. Become free from Maya we become God. So then they follow this. Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi. So that mantra is given to Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri. But when our Vaishnavas, they take sannyas, they don't accept that meaning, tatattvam asi. Tatattvam asi means, tat means tahat, that supreme being. Tvam means you, asi means you are. Tatattvam asi means you are the supreme being. That is what they meditate, chant. Tatattvam asi, tatattvam asi. By chanting like this, then they develop, they come to that platform of being one with God. Though nobody can become equal or one with God, but to some aspect, to some degree, they elevate of that level. But our Vaishnavas taking the meaning of the Tattvamasi is different. That is not Tattvamasi, not that you are that. That taking a Shasti Tattapurus, the Tasyattvamasi. Tasya means his. Tasya tvam asi. You are his. Mayavati said tattvam asi means you are he. But Vaishnava says that you are his. Tattvam asi. So in this way, the Vaishnava sannyasi detect the meaning of Veda. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially, when he went to Kantaknagar, that time, the first night he went, morning he went, whole day discussing Krishna Katha, whole night discussing Krishna Katha. Then he mentioned to Keshav Bharati that I will take sannyas from you. Keshav was very happy. I am so fortunate. I will get you as my disciple. Usually disciples feel very happy, very grateful to get a good spiritual master. But here Keshav Bharati is feeling grateful to get a disciple. But sometimes, usually Guru delivers the disciples. Sometimes the disciples also deliver the Gurus. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Keshav Bharati situation is like that. Okay, tomorrow morning I will give you sannyas initiation, no problem. Mahaprabhu told Chandrasekhar, you make all the arrangements. So Chandrasekhar Acharya was there. Huge arrangements, lot of ingredients was brought, big ceremony, thousands of people came. Tomorrow Nimai will take sannyas, everybody crying, oh, we'll miss the beautiful form of Nimai, long hair. When I was reading this book, wherever he goes to tell to Nityananda Prabhu, when he went to Mukunda, to Gadadhar, everybody telling the same thing, oh Nimai, you take sannyas, then we can see your beautiful face, surrounded with called long hair. So I think everybody worried for that hair, no? Hair will be cut. How it look like? How can I tolerate? Hair will be cut. And all Kantaknagar was there only, oh, now all this beautiful hair will be cut. And when the Napit also came, the barber, Mahaprabhu said, okay, you cut my hair. Napit saying, how can I cut this hair? In my whole life I have not seen hair like this. He's feeling very reluctant, no? To move his razor. Mahaprabhu cut immediately, he's very reluctant. He's delaying, and on top of that, Mahaprabhu met Keshav Bharati, so much ecstasy. He said, Mukunda, you chant. He's chanting, Mahaprabhu dancing, then stopping. Okay, now head will be set. So Mahaprabhu sat down. So, one time he's moving his razor, Mahaprabhu get up. Then again he can't dance.
And after some agony, sit down. And one time you move, again it's done, and the whole day is gone like this. Chanting and dancing, mukunda everybody. They have forgotten what is going on here. Then finally, it's ready now. So finally, Mahaprabhu went, observed, Mahaprabhu took bath, came back. So now he took initiation. Now who will give initiation to whom? Kesava Bharati will give initiation to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or Gauranga Mahaprabhu will give initiation to Kesava Bharati? Jagat Guru. You know, Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, my Gurudev, last night I saw a dream. In a dream, one Mahapurusha came to me and he told me one mantra. I will tell you that mantra. Is this correct mantra?" So in this text, so Mahaprabhu told that mantra to his Guru. And when the Guru heard that mantra, "Wow, where you got this mantra? I have never heard a mantra like this. This mantra Gora, the greatest mantra among all the mantras." Then after hearing this mantra, then Kesava Bharati again, he gave the same mantra to Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Mahaprabhu passed initiated Kesava Bharati. Then in return, Kesava Bharati gave mantra to Mahaprabhu. And after giving mantra, then Kesava, "What name I will give? This is Bharati Sampradaya. Everybody, thousands of Bharatis are there. It is not suitable to give the same name to this personality. You have come here to make everybody chant Krishna Nam. And by making them chant Krishna Nam, you are igniting, or not igniting, you are arising their consciousness, Chaitanya, manifesting that Chaitanya. So that's why your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay? There is one man, Srinivas Acharya's father on the other side of the Ganga. He had come also. And when he heard that name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, once, and that name was so palatable for him to hear, and he got mad. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He could not stop. Then he went to his village, wherever he is going, and like a madman. And from that day, his name was given Chaitanya Das. So like this, Sri Krishna, everybody, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he started his sannyas pastimes. He closed one chapter of his life, his grihastha life, and new chapter started with a new purpose, new goal. Of course, it also gives the same pleasure. Not like that, as the devotees are thinking, "Oh, Nimai will cut all his hair. He used to wear nice cloth with trikatsa cloth, Brahman thread, looks so beautiful. Now he'll have a shaved head." But Nimai is Param Brahma, Anandam Brahma. In any case, he gives pleasure only. The laddu, you take a laddu, whichever side you bite, is only sweet. Same test. So whether he is with long hair or no hair, when Nimai took sannyas with nice, beautiful seven head, and that saffron cloth looks so beautiful, everybody was surprised to see the beautiful part of Nimai. Nimai stayed that whole night. What Nimai will do? Chanting and dancing. And his Guru Kesava Bharati was so mad. He was also chanting and dancing, whole night is embracing Nimai. And both are chanting and dancing. Next morning, Nimai said, "Okay, Gurudev, Dandavat, I am going to forest. I took sannyas, I am going to take forest." Kesava Bharati saying, "Oh my dear disciple, where are you going? Take me also with you. I will go with you." So, not the sishya, guru, not disciple following guru. Guru not following sishya. So, "Okay, you come with me." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took Kesava Bharati with him. Then he went. Then as you know, he went to Birbhum, then he went to Ganga, then thinking Jamuna, he jumped, then he was brought to Santipur. So like this, very nice description. As I said, Mahaprabhu's any pastime is full of bliss. In union or in separation, is delivering somebody or punishing somebody, whatever it is, kebala ananda kanda. Gauranger madhur lila jar karne pravesila hridaya nirmala bhalata. The sweet pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is kevala ananda kanda, simply filled with bliss. And that sound vibration, Gauranger madhur lila, sweet pastimes of Gauranga jar karne pravesila,
Now, whosoever ear holds the vibration will enter Hridaya Nirmala Bhalata. His heart will be cleansed. His heart will melt. That's our Acharya, they say. There's no one, forget the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Forget somebody become devotee, non-devotee, the miscreants. They will read Chaitanya Bhagavat. At least two drops of tears will roll down from their eyes. Mahaprabhu's pastimes are so beautiful pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke Gaur Purnima Festival ke Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ke Nitai Gaurasitanat Brahmanande Hari Hari.